Hello, world, and welcome to a brand new episode of At the Movies. I'm your host, Carl Lamille. I'm here with my co-host, guys. Do what you do.
Yo, it's KF the Deaf French. How y'all doing?
Hey, it's your girl, Harley.
I know it's been a while. I've been trying to come, you know, and do more podcasts, but I literally lost my voice this whole week. This is the first time I'm actually trying to record a podcast and try to see if I actually can speak during this. Right now, it sounds cool, but let's see what happens when I get excited, because that's when that's the only time we get worried. But this weekend, the group went to see two films. We went to go see 21 Bridges, which is a dumbass title, and The Joker. Well, Joker. He was back in theaters this week. And let's start off with 21 Bridges. Actually, before we get into the 21 Bridges, I want to just talk about the amount of food we had this weekend at the movies.
Jesus Christ.
We gained a lot out of this week at the movies.
I think I gained like 20 pounds just going to the movie theater alone.
Snacks, like those 2 days, brutal.
And it was crazy because a week ago, a week ago at this point, I went to the movies and saw 21 Bridges for the first time. I also saw Queen and Slim, and I saw Knives Out. And I went to their dine-in in Florida. They're at the Coral Ridge Mall in Florida. And man, when I say I was jealous, bruh, I was so jealous of their movie theater. Like you know, I used to go to the dine-in here in New York. It's in Levittown. But then I heard they got rats. So I stopped pulling up because I heard that like the rats would literally just run up on you while you sitting there. Like, you sitting there chilling, laying out with your food, with your girl. Here comes the rat to run across your lap in front of everyone. Oh, yeah, not just you, but the whole goddamn bro. Bruh, I never went back to that movie theater once I heard that. Like, no, I'm good. So I just been going to the regular ass AMC around us. And, you know, we get food over there, but it's not like the dining. You know, at the dine-in, like, we get what? What did we eat this weekend at French Meadows? We had...
Literally, what we had was pizza. I think Frenchie had nachos.
Right.
We had...
And,
popcorn.
The chicken
We had definitely had a lot of popcorn. Butter popcorn, caramel, gourmet popcorn.
Yes.
And they practically begged us to buy it because nobody else was buying it. But
nobody's
buying it. Please.
Please.
Like, okay. She was so happy. She like, she saw me, I filmed it. She like, you want somebody to take a picture? I'll take your picture for you. Like, wasn't really asking for that, but fuck it.
Right?
We'll take the picture.
We were like, we really didn't want the picture. We just wanted to go in, but okay.
Right? Like, fuck it. We can use this. We can use this somewhere.
Sure. Why not? Like, just take a picture.
Like, and I know back-to-back day, but they got sick of us because we always had a big order. The first night we came in, big order. The second time we came in, big order.
Not for nothing, they messed up the first night because we ordered ahead.
Yeah, we ordered all through that
while
app.
We were 15 driving.
Minutes. 15 Yo, minutes before we even got there. Almost 30 minutes.
Late with it, man.
And we got the food and 20 minutes into the movie. The actual movie.
I think that one was a little bit, that order was a little bit more simpler than
it really
the second.
Was.
Hell yeah.
What was it? What? Two pizzas? What
was it? It was two pizzas,
sodas.
And a popcorn.
Yeah, that's it. Two pizzas, soda, popcorn.
And it took like forever.
And your nachos. And your nachos.
No.
I didn't have nachos the first time.
No, you didn't have nachos the first night.
No, I didn't.
He didn't.
It's just regular popcorn.
He didn't. It was just popcorn and pizza.
Pizza. And soda.
The second night is when he had the sliders. He had the nachos.
Uh-huh.
And he had the bucket of popcorn from the
gourmet popcorn.
Yeah. I had the pepperoni
pizza. We had it. There were three of us who got pepperoni pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got the macaroni and cheese bowl.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And
With bacon.
And was that it?
Yeah, I think so.
That shit came up to like $90.
Yeah, about.
And it was crazy. When I was at the dining, my meal was like only $50. And I ordered one Texas barbecue bacon cheeseburger, which was really good. And I had the steak and shrimp bowl. That shit only spent like
$50. You know, it's funny.
And a drink.
I got the itis with 21 Bridges. And somebody got the itis with Joker.
Yo, I didn't pass out on him.
Yo.
They passed out. Joker, I'm trying to make sure this motherfucker's not too goddamn loud. Like, the dude next to him is like, yo, what the fuck? I'm like, yo, bro.
The thing that got me up to a Joker was because, y'all don't know this, but once I got back from the cruise, I got, you know, I caught a cold. My body had a quick shock to the environment change, you know, being from 90 degree weather to boom, 30 degree weather. Here you go, snow, welcome home. But anywho, so, you know, I couldn't breathe throughout most of the movie, so my nostrils is clogged up. So every time I passed out, I was like suffocating a little bit, like, oh shit.
And
French would wake me up like, hey man, I'm like, I know. Well, it woke me up too. It woke me up. I know. But it's okay because I saw this is like my maybe third time seeing Joker in theaters. I only, you know, rent because I wanted to see. I wanted to bring you guys to see it, you know. But you know, I didn't. I already knew what parts I wanted to be awake for. So every time I passed out, I was like, "It's okay. I know when to come back. I know when to come back."
Fresh, wake me up.
God, yo. I knew when it was time to stay awake. But back to 21 Bridges. So, like I said, I was dining in Florida. So, like I said, the food, they got drinks, they got food, they got everything at the dining. I'm just like, and everything was just so perfect in their AMC. And I'm just like, and they brought the food to you. You can order from your chair. You can't. I didn't even do that in Long Island. You can't even do that in the Levittown one.
Wow.
And the one, in Florida at the Coral Ridge one, you literally sit in your seat. You press the button. They come to you. You order your drinks. You order your food. They take your card. Do it right in front of you with the card. I see my voice almost left for a second. And then what do you call it? You know, they charge you, boom, they go away, and you sit there, watch the movie, they come back with your food, and you're like, hey, food, and that's
nice.
It. Nice. I'm like, and the other one, you have to order the food, then go sit down, and they'll come bring the food to you. That's bullshit now that I see how to do it in Florida. And I'm like, damn, man, why I gotta be like this? Right, like that's literally the only
thing. That means if we have one, we definitely gotta.
I'm gonna, yo, we're gonna, from what I've learned from this, because this is the first time I left New York and tried a different AMC. And I just want to do a road trip of this shit now. Like, let's just go to every AMC ever and see what every one of these looks like and rate them and be like, yo, this is a dope one. This is a good one. This is not a good one. You know, I was trying to see the Regal Theater to go see Gremlins in fucking 4DX. And you know what happened?
What?
I get an email saying, here's your refund for Frozen 2. I'm like, wait, what? I was about to hit him Harley like Harley. Hold on now.
I saw that screenshot.
I'm like, wait, what are they talking about? Some Frozen 2.
I have paper trails.
So I'm looking at it. I'm like, wait, let me dig into this some more. You know, go on Twitter, see if anybody else is tweeting about this. And I saw a few other people had the same situation. So I'm like, hold the fuck up. Did they cancel the Gremlins? They canceled the Gremlins showing. I literally had to not beg, but I basically had to say, "Hello, Hardy, please, just get the ticket for me while I'm gone, please, because I gotta get these tickets now because it's gonna be sold out." And she got the ticket just for these motherfuckers to cancel.
Yo.
All that hard work for nothing. I was overseas, guys.
I had to go back to the house and look for the card. Like, where did I put the card?
Like, y'all foul for doing that. You know, I don't see a lot of 4DX movies, and that would have been a dope one to see.
Disrespectful.
Like, even though I bought Gremlins today on digital HD, but still. It would have been
that
nice to see it in 4DX, right?
That like, count.
And I didn't get the experience, the magic of 4DX.
Shit, but maybe somebody destroyed the tape. He's like, fuck, we gotta get these niggas a refund.
Maybe the real Gremlins came out like, oh shit, that wasn't supposed to happen. Don't get it wet, oh shit. Oh, cancel the screening.
Cancel it.
But speaking of seeing the experience, so when I was in Florida, I was watching Queen and Slim, and some of the movie takes place in Florida. So I was like, oh, I feel like I want to run too. I'm in Florida with people I don't know. I don't know where I'm at. And I'm, you know, so I'm watching this movie. It was, and, you know, I'm not going to speak too much on Queen and Slim because, one, I hate it how to end it. And, you know, like, especially you guys, a couple, if this was a great movie, I'm like, oh my God, you guys should go see it. Y'all a couple, y'all would love this. Oh my God, it's so black and lovely. But I mean,
we'll do more chaos.
It is black and lovely and all that stuff. It's poetic, it's beautiful, it's, you know, it's suspenseful. My problem is, you know, it's the politics of it. There's too much goddamn politics in it. Let me just be entertained for a goddamn second. I gotta always throw politics into this shit. And then, you know, black folks, we don't get fantasies. And that's what I hate about the end of the movie. Like, you know what I loved about Django?
What?
Django was a fantasy, and they stayed a fantasy by the end of the movie. You know what I mean?
He got his wife.
Right? And then rode off.
Rode off into the sunset.
Right? Like, that's what I love.
Everything is all...
Like, it didn't end with him getting hanged by the KKK, because that's, you know, that's realistic. Fuck that. I don't go to the movies for that shit. Because
that's exactly what would have happened.
Right?
He wouldn't have made it out that house.
Right?
He really wouldn't have.
So not spoiling Queen and Slim, but I'm just saying, we don't get happy endings. And I'm tired of that shit. You know, if you're going to say, because the movie's a fantasy to begin with. You telling me they kill a cop and they go on a run and for days. Like, I'm watching this movie, I'm just like, only in the movies. Only in the goddamn movies. But it was a good movie, except for the ending. I was having a good time, but until the second act of the movie. How much do you guys care about spoilers?
No, I don't.
Okay, so anybody who don't want to hear spoilers for Queen of Slims, you might want to skip over the next 5 minutes because I'm about to say some bull. So, in the middle of the movie, while they're in the middle, they're in a run, they're trying to get this guy to fix their car. So, he don't like him, And he was like, nah, y'all foul. Y'all shouldn't be shooting cops and whatnot. They're like, he was trying to kill us. It was by accident. No, 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 no. I don't care. I'm just trying to fix your car so you can get the fuck up out of here. And he's like, and you know, basically they're just hovering over him while he's fixing the car. He's like, why don't y'all get off my back? And they're like, well, you know, we don't trust you. And he's like, well, let me give you something. You know, we don't want your house keys and none of that. And he said, fuck it. Take my son. Walk up. Go somewhere with my son. I trust you. If, you know, if I can trust you with my son, you can trust me with your car. You know, type shit, right? So they're like, all right, fine. So they walk with the kid. And the kid's just like, oh, my God, I was watching you guys on the news, and now you're here with me. This is so cool. You guys are going to be immortal. I want to be immortal. And they're like, nah, kid, this ain't fun. This is horrible. You know, just focus on being a kid. You know what happened? While they having sex somewhere in the car, this kid goes to the fucking protest, and he goes yelling at cops, let them go! You know, even though they're not arrested at all at this point, they're fucking in the car somewhere in the woods, so he's like, they're not arrested. That's how I don't understand why. You're like, let them go! Mm-hmm. Like, what do you mean, let them go?
So he basically did like a cock block move a little bit? Is that what happened?
Yeah, so this is what happens. So a black cop comes to the kid like, kid, please, go home. I'm begging you. Black man, the black kid. Like, come on, homie. Please, I'm begging you, go home. This is not the place for you. Please, I'm begging you. Please, help me. Please, help me, please, help me.
Go home.
This little boy pulled out a gun, pointed to the cop's head, and he said, boy, what are you doing? What are you doing? Bam, shoots him in the fucking face. Mm-hmm. Why? I'm sitting there dinner like, why? 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 This doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, it's rebellion. It's good. It's because, oh my God, I gotta see what it is. I gotta see
in
the movie.
In front of everybody.
In front of everybody. Broad daylight. Spoiler alert, the motherfuckers die at the end of the movie. Queen Innocent both get shot to death at the end of the movie because the black man set them up for the reward money. And that's why I say.
Well, I mean, I see it coming. Yeah. His son just shot a fucking cop in the face.
It wasn't him, but with another guy who turned him in. They're a complete different guy. Complete different man.
Right.
Either or. I was like, you know what? I'm good. You know, I want to go see Harriet Tubman, but y'all done made a whole new storyline where she's fighting, she's being chased by the black bounty hunter. And she gets saved by the white man. I'm good on that. You know, you're not to say I don't like white people. I love white people. I'm just saying, that's not Harriet Tubman. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me about that storyline. And when Queen is Slim, it's just like, just give me a little fantasy. That's all I want. You know, let them get away into the sunset. Let them get to Cuba. Live their life out as fugitives on the run. That's sexy to me. That would have been sexy as fuck. You know, like, yeah, baby, we fugitives now.
Oh.
But I'm just like, I wasn't with it. So I had to see two more movies after that to just get my mind off of that. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I already had the two movies planned, but because I had a feeling Queen of Slim was gonna be a bad ending, I made sure I had two movies after that. Because I just had a feeling. Because I was gonna be stuck in Florida all day, I might as well just stay at the movies. You know, where else is safe for me to be at? So,
and it was random too. He was just like, hey guys, wanna see a movie? He was like, yeah, sure, why not? Cool, I already got the tickets. Okay.
Whether you like it or not, you're coming all with
me. All right. I guess we're going to see the movie.
So one of those other movies that I saw, one of them was Knives Out. And you guys, if y'all ever saw the trailer for Knives Out?
Knives Out?
I don't watch TV, Carl.
Knives Out.
No.
So Knives Out is a mystery. Oh, there go my voice cracking. Knives Out is a mystery.
Too hot. Oh, bro.
Knives Out is a mystery. Directed by Rian Johnson, the same guy who directed Star Wars The Last Jedi. He gave us that copy. Shout out to Rian. But it's a mystery about an old man who was a writer, you know, who had a lot of money, and one of his family members killed him. So the whole movie, they try to figure out who killed Grandpa. It's all mystery. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do no spoilers, because that was a really good movie. I really did enjoy it. And, yeah, I'm not going to say too much of that one, because it's hard not to tell that story without spoiling anything. So if you like a good mystery, if you like Clue or any of those movies, or you know, any of the Agatha Christie stories, like Then There Were None, or, you know, Across all those murder mystery movies, this is it. That's where for you. But it does have a lot of stars in it. It has to do with Daniel Craig, who plays James Bond, the recent James Bond. It has, what's his face? The black guy from Get Out. That's not from Queen of Slim Get Out. The other guy from Get Out. He's on Atlanta. I forget your name. Something.
The big guy? The big skinny guard?
No, the skinny guy. You know what I'm talking about?
The main character?
Nah.
No, she just said, he just said not the main character. Oh.
The one with the hat?
Yeah, the one who was like, get out! That one. The one who said
oh,
that.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah. He's in it. He plays the cop. There's a lot of people in that movie. Knives Out is good. That's basically what I was trying to say. Knives Out is good. I don't want to spoil it for y'all, you know, because that's not the movie I saw with these two, so that's a whole other podcast in itself. But then, the last movie I saw for the night was 21 Bridges. Now, when I was in Florida, I guess I was a little homesick because I haven't been in New York in almost 2 weeks at this point. Oh. I was overseas, and then I was in Florida, stuck in Florida, watching a movie about New York. And I was just like, this is a good movie. This is a great movie. Woo-hoo! Excuse my voice. My voice is in it. I love New York. Yay! So I come back to New York. And I'm like, hey, guys. You want to go to the movie? They're like, okay. I'm like, cool. Ready, got the ticket. Let's go. We get there. We get up. We wait for our stuff. Our stuff wasn't ready. So we end up not having our stuff. So I tell them, let's just go sit down. And I just figure out what's going on with the food. Mm-hmm. And then I see the guy finally coming with the food. You put it in the oven, I'm waiting. I'm like, alright, I'm looking at the timer go down. I'm like, alright, cool, food almost ready. He opens it, looks at it, closes it right back up, sets it up for another 2 minutes. I'm like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck?
Why did you just set it for 4 fucking minutes? For the time it has to be set to.
So I get the popcorn, I bring the popcorn. No, first I come with the cups, and I'm like, alright, y'all gotta fill up your own cups. I ain't got no money hands like that. They get to fill the cups, finally get the popcorn. And we finally get the food, and the movie starts playing, and then I start realizing, wait a minute, there's some parts in this I'm not liking right now. And it was crazy. At one point, I was actually sitting next to a person, and I'm just realizing, why the fuck am I sitting next to this random stranger? I don't want to feel like sitting next to this random stranger right now. I know my ticket said I can sit here, but I don't want to sit here. So I went in the front. I'm like, yo, can I switch? Because there's nobody sitting in the middle. And they're like, yeah, we already closed the register, but ain't nobody else coming in. You can just take that seat. I'm like, how you don't know nobody going to come in? They're like, ain't nobody coming to buy that seat. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right. Switch seats. I'm like, fuck, sit next to this nigga. And I have a popcorn, I have a pizza, have a drink. I'm like, aha, nigga, you by yourself with nothing. See me, I'm the party. Even though I didn't even know, you know, I'm the one who showed up next to him sitting down his shit. It was just like, anyways. So, I'm watching this movie and I'm just like, ain't nobody got no New York accents in this movie except for the few people who got shot in the beginning. I'm like, where's their, you know, New York attitude? You know, where's the, you know, where's the homeless niggas in the street?
Facts.
Where's
the traffic?
Right?
Where's the goddamn traffic?
Like, if you watch
the ghetto Italian guy, that's sort of cool.
Like, when I think of New York movies, you know, like the Spike Lee movies, like Do the Right Thing, or, you know, even The Last Dragon, you know, they have essence of New York. John Wick got so much New Yorkness in that movie, you know what I mean? What's another one? That's in the show? Home Alone 2. A lot of New Yorkness in that movie, you know. Like, Godzilla.
Heck yeah. Certain places, Spider-Man
specifically. Like, right, this is what I'm trying to explain to you. You remember that scene in Spider-Man Homecoming when Spider-Man swings on top of that building and the hot dog man is like, hey, man, you that bug guy. He's like, yeah. He's like, yo, Spider-Man, all right. Hey, Spider-Man, can you do a backflip? And he does a backflip. Like, yeah, that's New York. You know what I mean?
That's funny, too. That's, like, around my house. So when I saw that scene, I was lit. I was like, oh, my God, that's my house. Oh, my God, that's the... Like, I was literally like, yeah, I know that person.
Right. Like, those stuff makes it New York. You know, there's a movie I like called Greta, right? And in the movie, the little white girl brings back this person that's belonged to an old lady. And an old lady ended up being crazy psycho in the end. But her friend was like, what are you doing? Why are you picking up old people's purses for? She's like, this is New York. You don't pick up a purse. You call 911 and say, there's a bomb on a train or something. Uh-huh. Like, you're just like, that's something. You see something, you say something. You don't just pick shit up. And I was like, that's such a New Yorker thing to say. You know what I mean? I love the little New York bits in movies. And without it, a movie don't feel authentic. Oh, and this didn't feel like an authentic New York movie. Just because they say, oh, there's somebody on Queens Boulevard. And that, and that, you know, just because you're saying it, don't make it really happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I'll be honest. Yeah, I fell asleep.
You fell asleep with 21 Bridges?
I sure did.
I liked the story.
The storyline was all right.
I liked the action. It was a dumbass title, though. They should have just called it you know, lock down the city, or city lockdown or something like that. You know what I mean?
And on lock, something like that.
Right? For real.
Something. Like, not 21 bridges. I was ready to see these 21 bridges.
Hey, yo, you know what's crazy? Right? Like, you're going to see him trying to go through every like, one bridge.
Hey, let me see.
I want to see him go through each bridge like a video game.
I was ready to pinpoint, like, oh, I've been on that bridge. I know that bridge. You know what's crazy? Definitely can't take that bridge.
You know what the movie was originally titled? The movie was originally titled 17 Bridges. 17 Bridges with the original title. It was called 17 Bridges. Then it was like, hold up, wait, no. There's 21 bridges in New York. Regular 21. Like, what the fuck? It's a dumbass title. We don't really see them go through no goddamn bridge.
We don't see that. I don't see these one bridge. I
can't remember seeing one bridge. I see cutaways, helicopter shots of the bridge, but I never seen one of these motherfuckers go through the bridge.
Or at least try to at least get past the cops from the bridge. Like,
like, I wanted to see people try to go home from work and they couldn't get through the bridge. People try to get through work. Y'all about to be late. What you mean I can't get through this gate?
Heck yeah, like, come on. You got five hours to catch two guys.
I want to see homeless dudes trying to beg people for money. Like, hey, this is the best day of my life. Everybody's here.
I was waiting to see people getting pissed off and frustrated because they couldn't get on the train.
Right? Especially when they showed a little bit of Penn Station. And they were talking about LRR. I'm like, yo. Like, bruh, y'all wild.
Like, people, they just
have y'all not seen people leave the MSG from a Rangers game, drunk as fuck, waiting for the LRR, and you telling me that nobody go home for 5 hours, and y'all didn't get no shot? Motherfucking losing it? Nah. That's not a New York movie. That's not authentic. It's not authentic. If you want to talk about a good cop thriller movie, fine. I'll give it that. It's a good cop thriller. I enjoyed it as that.
Shut down everything.
I was entertained. Especially because I was homesick from New York. It was good to see New York, kind of, in a movie. But now when I'm back in New York, I realize what is missing. It's missing New York. Just because you shot it in New York, don't make it a New York movie. You got to show New York as New York.
You got to show the good shit and the dirt and the bad shit. Like, come on.
Like, one of my favorite scenes in New York list of movies is Little Nicky when Quentin Tarantino plays the blind rabbi or pastor or whatever, and then he says Little Nicky, but he can't see, but he feels the evilness. He's like, oh my God, oh my God. And nobody flips out because it's so New York. You know, it's just normal to have a dude screaming in the middle of the street. Like, that's New York. Like, nobody gives a damn. Yo, keep on walking.
Niggas just look and go right back to their phones. Like, I see nothing.
And that's one of the things I loved about the first Men in Black. Because, you know, it was so New York. You know, people would be dressed all weird and we wouldn't look old. It was like, that's living in New York.
Yo, ain't that some shit, though?
It'll be right there in front of you. You don't even realize it. You're like, nah, that's just, I don't know. This is just normal Tuesday.
Not for nothing, when I was little and I first saw the first Men in Black, I really thought in real life that when people were referred as aliens, I was like, oh shit, are those the aliens that they were talking about in Men in Black? Like, I even asked my mom.
I mean, when you think about movies like Coming to America, or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, especially the first one,
hell yeah.
You knew you was watching New York. Vampire in Brooklyn.
Oh hell yeah, that was definitely New York.
You know what I mean? Like you get a real sense of New York. You know, and they dropped the ball here. Because if I was the people behind this movie, I would double down, not just on the New Yorkness of my movie, but also in the marketing. If anywhere we should have saw marketing for 21 Bridges, it was in New York. They should have had brand new I Love New York campaigns, you know, tourist attraction videos. They should have done it all. And they dropped the ball. They dropped the ball. But that was not the last movie we saw this weekend.
It wasn't.
It was not.
We went the next day, not even 24 hours later. Because Joker is in theaters for 1 week only. And I remember asking these guys, you guys saw the Joker yet? They're like, nah. And I'm like, what? You didn't see the Joker yet? Well, I guess this is about that time. We're going to go see the Joker.
And we saw the Joker.
And it's crazy because we're like, yo, let's go to Applebee's first. Let's get some food to eat, and then we'll go to the movies. There was no time. So we were prepared to feast. So we was like, all right, we're not feasting at Applebee's. We can feast at the movies.
Mm-hmm.
And we worked them workers over there at AMC.
Yeah, they got mad.
And you know what's crazy? You know, they don't make a lot of money at AMC. You know, on holidays, they don't even get holiday pay. Mm-mm. They don't even get holiday pay. So don't give these guys a hard time during this holiday season at AMC. Them niggas working overtime and they ain't getting no holiday pay. Ain't that some bullshit? That's a bull.
So I've been taking that day off.
It sounds like something I need to go to the Department of Labor
right?
and file a complaint.
Right?
I would have told them, wait, I'm not getting holiday pay, so I shouldn't be working the holidays.
That is a regular work day for you, bro.
Shit.
Regular work day. You know, the people on top of getting paid for the holidays, but not you. Not you. You hear the people talking to the court like, yeah, man, I'm about to do this with my holiday pay. Like, oh, we get holiday pay? Nah, y'all don't get no holiday. We get holiday pay. That's fucked up. Anyways. So we went to see the Joker. We went and got a whole bunch of popcorn.
A whole bunch of pizzas. A
whole lot of pizza. A couple drinks. Some mac and cheese. Some chicken sliders.
And some nachos.
And we all took a whole row. We bought the whole row. Mm-hmm. 4, 5, 6, 7.
Mm-hmm.
That's us right here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Scoot
plus,
that.
Plus a special guest, Will.
Yeah,
we even got a special clip of the Harley Quinn movie.
Yes, Harley was excited for that
mm-hmm.
one.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was like, Harley, you up over there? She was just glued to the screen. Like, oh, yeah.
I'm good. I'm good. Kissing the hyena. Ooh, I want one.
I do.
Like, we got one. It's called Delilah, all right? Leave it alone.
No, she's a bully. She's a bully, and she lives by that name.
Real big bully.
But Joker?
Joker was a real movie. Joker
really?
I liked it.
Really?
I liked it.
I was disappointed.
Oh, how?
I was disappointed.
The storyline fit perfectly.
The story, the I idea. Wasn't disappointed, but that's the thing. I wasn't disappointed with the storyline. I wasn't disappointed with the plot. I was expecting a whole lot more action. That scene with where he shot the host.
Yeah.
I saw it prior to
spoiler alert.
Oh, I mean, at this point,
and then on top of that, if I seen it in the comic book version and the cartoon version, so I expected it.
But
to
But I saw that scene earlier, and not for nothing, but seeing it, like, I was anxious to see it again because it was a really good scene,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that it was at the end of the movie, it was just like really the whole time I was waiting for the action. Oh my god! Like, I'm waiting. You had to be somebody completely insane to do something like that in front of a live audience with no problem. Like, you so that means that you was out in the street doing crazy shit from the very beginning.
Right.
Nope, you just a random guy that defended yourself and just, I'm gonna run. And you got lucky. Really?
Lost his job for doing something dumb.
Really? Really?
I like it. To me, it's just like one big boil. You know, it's like a boiling pot. You just wait for the thing to just explode. You know, like, you know, it's gonna, like, the movie's about, for me, it's just the suspense of it all. You know what I mean?
I mean,
like,
even the guy that played Joker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think he did an amazing job.
Joaquin Phoenix, yeah.
Yes.
I think he did an amazing job. Yo, there's nothing wrong with the movie. I just expected more acting.
To me.
Right. I mean, not acting, action.
Right.
That's it.
Were you expecting Batman level action? Like Dark Knight level action?
Leading into it. Mm-hmm. Not so much.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, I feel like the way they started him off was like, okay, good, you started. Like, I think you should have, you know. I was expecting, if anything, he had like a whole gang of, you know, followers or whatever, and they go rob a bank and they like extremely successful into it, and then that's how Batman would get introduced into it. Like, I was expecting something like that.
Right.
Like, they brought Batman in it, but he's a little kid. His father is still alive.
Right.
And I'm just like, oh, okay, so then you kill his dad and then you taunt his life, but then I'm thinking in my head, like, but the age is, you know, Batman, Joker.
Because he's not the only Joker. He's the beginning of Joker.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? There was going to be a separate Joker movie from Suicide Squad, and this movie technically destroyed that. And there's no chance of that movie ever happening now. And the dude who played the Suicide Squad Joker, Jared Leto, mm-hmm. he's pissed.
As fuck.
He is pissed. That was his one shot of redeeming his Joker to be taken serious. And nobody's going to see it now. He tried to get that the new Joker movie shut down. It didn't happen. It didn't even happen.
He made so much money. Like, yo, this was fucking good Joker movie. Can't be mad.
Well, I for one was really entertained by it. No, I really had an idea what the movie was gonna be like because the guys behind the scene can refer it to movies like Taxi Driver. You ever seen Taxi Driver with Robert De Niro?
No. I seen it once.
Yeah, they referred it to that one and King of Comedy. That's the one with Gia Hughley and them, but another one with Robert De Niro, also directed by Martin Scorsese. But once I heard that, I was like, oh, this ain't gonna be your usual superhero origin story. You know what I mean? Well, villain origin. But I like it. I was highly entertained.
I love the ending. The ending was beautiful and perfect. Dude was laughing. You let me. She was like, "Yo, can you tell me the joke? You won't get it."
Right.
Straight up. And then next thing
you
know,
you know what's crazy?
Out.
I love the song "That's Life" by Frank Sinatra, and they perverted my favorite song now. Like, I remember singing this song since Casper and the father were singing it while they were driving, and they were driving to the old manor, and, you know, his daughter couldn't play by Christina Ricci. She started to tangle, like, come on, Dad. But, yeah, you know what I'm talking about when they're driving in the car? He's like, that's life. That's what all the people say. And then she goes, click. Stop that. Like, you know what I mean? So when I hear the Joker, I'm like, hey, that's my song. And now I have the image of Joker walking away with blood stains on his foot. Like, oh, my God, he killed the nurse.
I loved it.
I loved it, but it's my favorite song. So now it's like, ah, shit. Now I gotta think about murder when I hear this song. Like, I wasn't thinking about murder when I first heard this song.
Really?
No, I didn't see it with the Joker. I heard that song before the Joker.
No, I know, I did too.
So it's like, it's different now. So now I was like, ah, shit. Now I think of murder. Yeah, I don't think about murder when I think Frank Sinatra. I think about the high life, the good life. You know, champagne and steak. Basically, the life I was living on the cruise. I think of that. I would listen to a lot of Frank Sinatra on the cruise. But best believe, I kept thinking about the goddamn Joker because of it. Like, God damn it, the Joker all over my mind now. This is probably one of the reasons why I was like, we gotta go see it while I was in theater. Now, would you guys feel like it was worth seeing it in theaters, or you would have been okay watching it at home?
21 Bridges, I would have been okay watching it in the car. Joker, I'm definitely happy I went to see it at the movie theaters. I would have rather seen it at the movie theaters.
French?
Me? Loved it. Loved the acting. Loved the action. Loved the dialogue. Loved the story. Loved how they try to fit Bruce and Joker in it. I just... Maybe just a little bit more destruction.
Got bloodthirsty. That's what it is.
More care. Don't worry.
Yeah, bloodlust to drive you crazy.
No.
You're like, yeah, I crave more blood. Like, you didn't kill enough people. We need more deaths. More bodies.
I wouldn't say more bodies.
I just think it'd be a serial killer ASAP.
This is not. I think...
Like, bring all the bodies.
Killer. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. I was waiting for it.
Bloodthirsty over here. Yeah, bloodthirsty.
I feel like the Harley movie is going to be the same.
Nah, Harley going to have way more violence. I already see it from the trailer. She's going to have a lot of violence in that movie. From what I'm hearing the movie is about, they're trying to get Black Mask sent them to go pick up something, and then he sent killers to go kill them after they got it. From what I'm hearing, it might be a gay sex tape. It might not be. Maybe they could just be trolling on the internet. I don't know. But we will see. We will see. I don't know. It's a Harley Quinn movie. You never know with this.
I know. I'm definitely going to see that one.
Yeah, we're definitely seeing that one. But that was this episode of At The Movies. But next week, what do you call it, will not be there. So, can't tell you go see Joker. Joker on his way out. 21 Bridges. What do you guys think? Tell people to see it or don't see it.
Nope.
Thumbs down.
I like it. I say go see it if you like a good action thriller. If you want to see Chadwick do something that's not a biopic or Black Panther, check it out. You know, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Parts of me is just like, he's not really an action hero. You know what I mean? Like, I'm watching this shit. Like, I don't believe you. You hold on to that gun, bruh. Like, I don't think you would kill her. I don't believe you would kill her. You know what I mean? Like, special effects... they do it at Marvel with Black Panther. They got you. They get, you can do fucking all these type of roles. And I appreciate you for doing them. I love to see a black man doing these roles, but it's just like, bro, you're not an action hero. You know, Wesley Snipes, you know what I mean, is an action hero. You know, Michael J. White, action hero. Jamie Foxx, he's a couple of an action hero. You know what I mean? Chadwick, I love you, but man, I didn't buy it. Keep doing Black Panther, bro. Cause I didn't buy it. I did not buy it.
I didn't buy it if I fell asleep.
Like, I can't. Can Michael B. Jordan pull off that role?
Yes. I believe he can pull off. I think he has that natural instinct when it comes to, like, certain action roles. Because when I saw it when he played Mongo, I'm like, okay, I can see that in him playing that role as that hungry detective.
Right.
And his instincts. Like, yeah, I can believe Michael B. Jordan can do that. But the way I have him acting in it is
like, Chadwick?
Yeah. I really wasn't feeling it. Even the act, even, you know what
it is? I think what it is, I just didn't buy it. He was a New York cop. I can't buy it.
Well, that's how New York, they don't get in town cops. They get out of state cops.
Like, I don't know, New York accent, there's no New York attitude. Like, if you had a New York attitude, maybe I would have believed it. But he didn't even have that New York attitude.
But he's not playing like that New York attitude. He's playing like a smart educated that has to deal with.
He's playing as a black man, a black cop.
A black highly ranked cop.
Right.
Like, he didn't get to that position for no reason. And right. Then him calling the shots, shutting, it's a great idea. Shutting down 21 bridges to catch two. You know who he remind me a lot of, though? For 5 hours.
You know who he remind me of?
Who?
Sidney Poitier.
What?
Sidney, you ever heard of Sidney Poitier? He's an actor, a director.
What? Give me some movies. I probably might know
him. Guess Who's Coming to Dinner?
No.
Uptown Saturday Night?
Possibly.
Let's Do It Again?
Nope. Sorry.
They Call Me Mr. Tibbs.
Heard about it, but didn't see it.
Okay, anywho. So, Sidney Poitier. Black Klansman. You see Black Klansman?
Black Klansman?
Oh, wait, no. That was Harry Belafonte. Wrong person. Never mind.
Alright.
Anywho. If you know who Sidney Poitier, you know Sidney Poitier is not really an action hero either. So, it's like, I don't know. Chadwick probably really, there's a reason why he keep doing biopics. There's a reason why they had the same guy playing James Brown, Jackie Robinson, and Thurgood Marshall. Maybe he's just really good at biopics. Because I'm not buying the action hero. That's just me. But I still enjoy this movie. I thought it was pretty cool. I think it was a fun concept. They should have just doubled down on the New York stuff.
I think it would have made a better movie if they showed that, the frustration of what's going on, those little cutscenes.
Right.
Just to be like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Like, why are you stopping?
I can't get a train.
Like, yo, what the fuck? You shut down the... How do you shut down the Old Island Railroad?
I got kids, man.
Like, shit.
Like, people will be fighting the cops. Like bro, shit. I'm going home.
Right.
I'm going the fuck home.
And it's only for 5 hours. Like, come on, show.
You done seen people struggle walking over these bridges.
Right? Like, yo, you can't stop. Yo, stop this shit.
Like, nigga, you have to check my ID. I am not the nigga y'all looking for.
Right? Ooh,
exactly.
Move.
Like, you know who you're looking for, right? Do I look like that nigga? Fuck it. Give me his address. I'll call the nigga
myself.
I'll
call my mama so her pick me up in Brooklyn. Right? I'm out.
Shit. I gotta get out of here, bro. I ain't got time. Fuck it. I'm swimming, nigga. Bro, fuck that.
Whoa, hold on. Wait. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's cold.
Yes.
Hey, well, still are in New York now.
Remember, and you bought a water?
So I'm about to find a way to get a boat. Like, I got a boat. We out of here.
Oh, yeah. Somebody definitely hustled that.
You don't know what make it.
What? $30 a person. $25 for kids.
Get in. I get you over there right now. Right now.
I'll even include this I Love New York t-shirt. Shit.
Yo, we gotta do that as a skit. Because
edit this part.
Like, it's insane. Like, why did it not? It's like, how do you expect to shut down New York for 5 hours and not hear any New Yorker complain about it? Like, what world are you guys living in? Mm-hmm. Y'all shut down the island. Yo, who the fuck even says that? Who even refers to the Manhattan as the island?
Shut down the island.
A lot of New Yorkers don't even know that Manhattan is an island.
Like,
and then on top of that, you go to a woman that knows the guy, that knows your whole people.
They should just call it shut down the city.
Yo, shut down the city.
Shut down Manhattan Hotel. Let's get a shutdown city.
5-hour lockdown. Something.
Right?
Like.
21 Bridges. Who the hell want to go see 21 Bridges? Like, there's a lot of guys who built bridges. He made 21 bridges before he died. That's what I'm saying. I'm done. That's my problem.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. When Carl told me, like, a little brief info about the movie, I was like, where's the bridges coming in? I was looking for these. I was like, what about these bridges? What's going on? Oh, you just shutting them down. Okay, now what?
Right. Okay. See what dude's running down on the bridge.
All
right. Like, I know it would have been expensive, but God damn it, y'all could have shot to see where he was chasing them down on one of the bridges. One of them.
I think instead of trying to do the free, like the storyline with the cops selling the coke and shit, I could understand that.
But yeah, I didn't have no problem with that. Like, that was
at least put that, like, you can at least switch up the story and be like, yo, there's a crazy ass bomber that wants to bomb 21 bridges, and two people has to try to stop him.
See, I thought that was really a better plot than that.
Exactly.
I thought, like, way better plot than what the hell we saw. Like, holy shit, you got 21 bombs on 21 bridges? Mm-hmm. Oh, no. See, y'all slipped up on great ideas here, y'all. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I shot
cut
that.
Cut the check.
Cut the fucking check.
Cut the motherfucking check. I'll be the freaking bomb. Oh, God. We need to do that.
Right?
The real 21 bridges.
Call it 22 bridges.
22 bridges.
Oh, no, you know what? Because they left on it. We'll name it Shut Down the City.
Oh, shit.
And they're going to be so confused. Like, wait, so 21 bridges is about when they shut down and everybody shut down the cities when they actually have the 21 bridges. Mm-hmm. What's this going? Like, yep.
You could be the cop. Right. I'll be the crazy lunatic. We got to find this guy. We only got 5 hours.
They're going to be like, yo, this movie sounds so familiar. You know what? Fuck it. It's a parody. It's a parody satire of 21 bridges. They can't sit with us if we do that. It's a parody.
Oh, and the final thing is we can actually do... Oh, cut this part. Get this part out. This is what we do.
This is what we do, y'all. This is the end of this kind of podcast, guys. We got to go.
We got to go. Yo, let's leave it like that. Yo, we got to go, guys. Enjoy your day.
I guess we're gone.
We got to make a plot right now upstairs and do this shit right.
Bro, we're doing this.
Yes. Okay, let's go.
Meet the Spartans.
I'm tired of being out in the rain.
Bless up. God bless. 2 pieces of chicken grease. I'll see y'all later, y'all.
Good night.
Night.